The Cove by Catherine Coulter. To my creative and talented sister, Diane Coulter, who said to me, "Let me tell you about this little town on the coast of Oregon called The Cove," and thus The Cove was born. To my assistant, Karen Evans, who snits without fear of death and with charm. And finally, to my husband, Anton, partner and confidant, who manages to keep everything in proper perspective. Chapter 1. Someone was watching her. She tugged on the black wig, flattening it against her ears, and quickly put on another coat of deep red lipstick, holding the mirror up so she could see behind her. The young Marine saw her face in the mirror and grinned at her. She jumped as if she'd been shot. "Just stop it. He's harmless. He's just flirting." He couldn't be more than 18, his head all shaved, his cheeks as smooth as hers. She tilted the mirror to see more. The woman sitting beside him was reading a Dick Francis novel. In the seat behind them, a young couple were leaning into each other asleep. The seat in front of her was empty. The Greyhound driver was whistling Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, a song that always twisted up her insides. The only one who seemed to notice her was that young Marine who'd gotten on at the last stop in Portland. He was probably going home to see his 18-year-old girlfriend. He wasn't after her, surely. But someone was. She wouldn't be fooled again. They'd taught her so much. No, she'd never be fooled again. She put the mirror back into her purse and fastened the flap. She stared at her fingers, at the white line where the wedding ring had been until 3 days ago. She'd tried to pull it off for the past 6 months but hadn't managed to do it. She had been too out of it even to fasten the Velcro on her sneakers, when they allowed her sneakers. Much